Job 8:6. If thou wert pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous. Job's friend Bildad is providing his own personal insights on Job's affliction. He has already suggested that Job's children may have died because they sinned against God, and now he's essentially saying that if Job were pure and good, God would restore him. But we know none of this is true. We've already read about Satan's interaction with God, and we know about the leave Satan has been given to touch Job's circumstances and health. God identified Job as a blameless and upright man who consistently turned from evil. None of the bad things happening to him at this moment are a result of sin. Bildad is saying too much. He's speaking without knowledge. He's making assumptions. Bildad is making a declaration he has no right to make. This is not something any of us should do. We cannot know why our friends face hardships of this kind. God's chastening may be one of the options, but it is never for us to decide or to proclaim. Bildad would have been better served continuing to sit with Job, not speaking. Job 8:6, if thou wert pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous.